All right, welcome to Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe,
Mike,
and I'm Cody. Today we're doing Off the Cuff. So you know what if that you don't means, know right? what that is, it's a conversation between the three of us today. We come up with a random topic, and then whatever happens
Which
comes
we
naturally.
Did, we didn't really come up with a topic at
Not
all.
No, really.
Because we've literally been sitting at this table for 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, longer than 15, 20 minutes.
Has
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's rough.
It's, let's see, almost an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that's fun.
So, yeah.
This is Comes Naturally.
Is that our
podcast?
Theme song?
Yeah, I just made
we
it right now.
We have a theme song now.
Yep. That's
Wait,
what
well,
it is.
We might have a theme song coming
we
up.
We actually
actually.
Do, yes.
Ooh,
so,
yeah. Breaking news.
My buddy William Johnson. That's a real name.
Is that your breaking news?
That is my breaking news.
Hold on. Sorry.
Right, start over.
This just in, breaking news.
William Johnson of Arizona is recording a podcast theme song for Comes Naturally.
Oh, this is a horseshit episode, huh?
It'll be fun. We can talk. We'll all come up with a topic. I have mine.
Yeah.
Michael can think of one.
Yeah.
It's not going to be nicknames or pussy and blow.
No,
and
dude.
Joe might
nicknames
think of one.
And pussy and blow is going to be my first two.
So we're going to skip Mike
That's what
both
I
times.
Talk about.
He has an atrocity, so he gets skipped. I get to veto his choices, and those are them. So he has to think of different ones because those are horseshit.
All I was saying is I think nicknames will add to the podcast quality
yeah.
if we
how,
all had a nickname.
How? Explain to me.
Confusing
okay,
because
you could say,
oh, yeah, that guy, and have a super long nickname instead of saying Joe is really funny,
yeah.
even though he doesn't talk that much.
Yeah, that's true. You have a nickname in real life, though.
I have a couple of nicknames in real life.
Which, what's your favorite Root. One?
What's my favorite one?
Well, that's the most flattering one.
That is actually the most flattering one.
Broken tripod. One leg's way too fucking long. Someone that doesn't have knees in it. Root, it's because he has got a giant dick.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, was that too much to the point?
No.
So, ladies...
We don't know for sure, but we just assume that he's been
then why
packing
does
serious.
Then why do all of his jeans have a third leg?
That is weird. I just thought you were trying to show off.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's so humble about the acceptance
his regular attire
of his
is
cock.
Three-legged jeans, boots, and one roller skate.
I've heard from certain people that it looks like a snake eating another snake.
That swallowed three babies.
Yeah.
And one of those babies had an apple.
Very lumpy.
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag facts.
Canadian myths. So what are your nicknames? And well, I know what mine is for you because it was made up by Clint.
What was it?
That tall bastard.
That tall bastard.
Which is in my phone.
Which morphed into that Canadian tall bastard.
No, 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 no,
no.
Your nickname is Joe D. Canadian fuck. That's what you're in my phone as, sir.
Obviously, I've gone by Big Joe because, you know, I might be like 6 feet, 6 foot five.
Yep. And
your
somewhere
name is
around
Joe. There. And my
six
name
five?
Is Joe. Yeah, I'm 6'5".
That's solid.
Maybe 6'6"
That's
with
good
my
point
boots
guard
on.
Height. You could play in the NBA if you're any good.
He's not. He's
I'm
white.
Not.
That's true. Yeah. You're Canadian, too. They get one good basketball player a generation. We already got Steve Nash. So.
Yeah, so it's done.
Is it really the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Steve Nash retires, another one can start popping up.
Hmm. That's kind of weird. Anyways, go
There's
ahead.
There's a young kid in Canada right now like, fucking retire, man.
I hope he breaks something vital.
That's all the nicknames I can think of.
Cody's got a nickname,
JD.
Right?
JD. Yeah, I go by that now because our supervisor at work happens to be also the name Joe.
Yep. Which is bullshit because you should be called Joe and he should be called that guy that...
He should be called J.U. It. Just refer to him as Jew.
Oh, shit.
We can't. I'm pretty sure that's...
No, it's his
Taj,
abbreviation.
Taj hasn't... Taj is not here. Taj, previously a special guest.
On a couple different episodes.
On a couple different episodes. He has a nickname that I don't think has caught on yet, but it will. We call him Tomb Raider.
Mike will have to post a picture that has to do with it and then
yeah,
tag it for this episode.
Because, well, he likes a certain kind of woman, and we found that certain kind of woman on the interwebs. And so now he's the Tomb Raider.
Rule 46.
Not the Angelina Jolie one
no,
either.
No,
no. No, God,
more
no.
Of the Comic-Con nerd one.
Yeah. No, no, like the Detroit Comic-Con nerd
in,
one.
In my phone, he's actually Pink Lemonade because he orders those freaking fruity
fucking
drinks over at Buffalo Wild Wings yeah, all the time.
And in mine,
that's enough
he's
for like
white
good
girl
friends.
Therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
this is gonna turn into a Bashtage.
No, it's not. This will
no,
be
no,
the
no, 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 no. No,
we'll go over. We'll go over nicknames because we're not gonna talk to Pussy and Blow. We'll go over nicknames.
Mike's nickname in my phone and probably Cody's is also Will Sasso.
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso.
Yeah. I'm glad that got brought up.
Are you sure?
Because I didn't mention this to any other you guys. Is I actually got told at a restaurant recently that I look like Will Sasso.
Do you know why, right?
Because I look like Will Sasso.
Yeah, that's why.
But that's the first time anyone outside of you guys have done it.
Doesn't matter. We're what actually make up rules. We talked about this before.
If we're talking about looking like people, Cody brought up in the Facebook post that apparently I look like...
Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to post that to our page.
I'll put it on there. Ooh, we can make that your picture.
That picture looked...
creepy, right?
It is creepy, the resemblance between us two.
Has the gray in the beard.
Yeah,
he's got more gray in the beard than you do.
Yeah, he's older too.
Slightly disheveled hair look because obviously the picture. Well, no, it was a press picture that he had.
It was a press picture. Technically, the picture is him and Steven Yeun, but it's from when they were still filming. He has to keep the look because he has to film season 5 of The Walking Dead. But it's from what he looked like at the end of season 4, which is like with the scraggly beard and the longish hair.
Yeah.
But I was like, I saw that in the episode, and I was like, oh, looks so good. And then I saw that picture, I was like, I'm making this picture. And the best part is when I tagged you on Facebook, did you notice I switched the names?
No,
so
I didn't.
When you look at if you click on tags, on your picture it says Andrew Lincoln, and on his picture it says Joe DiCaria.
I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah, it's funny.
I might do that for Halloween.
We should do doppelganger pictures. I'll make them. And
Who's yours?
Drew Carey, of course.
Drew Carey?
Well,
really?
But you have a big beard, though.
I know.
We
there's
can't
no one
find
looks
a
like
Drew
me,
Carey.
Though. Well, there's we well, there's like... tons of people look like me, just not looks like me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be like a rule from that show I don't want to talk about, How I Met Your Mother. One of us will finally get... There's a thing in one of the episodes they do a doppelganger where Marshall and Lily couldn't have a kid until they found all their doppelgangers, and they finally found Lily's was the last one they had to find, right? Because the stripper.
Yeah, it was Lily's.
And so Barney and Marshall finally found it at a strip club, and it's basically, obviously, it was her playing it, but it was her doppelganger. It's pretty funny. So that was pretty hilarious.
And real quick, because you touched on it, why is Taj's nickname White Girl Therapist on your phone?
All right, so when someone calls him on the phone.
Because I know.
Yeah. So when someone calls Taj on the phone, he's a black gentleman. When he picks up the phone, if it's a girl, which is usually white because that's what he's into, his voice changes to this like soft, like radio,
monotone,
very
self-help
AM,
like thing.
Jazz,
a lot of bass to it.
A lot of bass. Super panty dropping hilarious. It's it is entertaining to listen. So you know who he's talking to, because if it's one of his normal friends, it's just his regular talk. If it's one of his black friends, it's super like ghetto, like super
he
racist
amps
ghetto.
It up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's
that.
A white girl, which or if it's a girl in general, white girl, because that's all he calls him. It turns into like the white girl therapist voice.
You know what's funny
hilarious.
About Taj is like most of us, if we're all hanging out together, if we get a call, like we'll be quiet about it or get up and like leave the immediate.
Not him.
Taj will just we'll be right in the middle of a conversation with him one time, and he picked up his phone, just started talking. Like it was his turn.
He's talking to us
and just stops.
He answers the phone
and doesn't say, "Hey, I'm gonna take this call." He just stops, answers the phone. It starts talking to the point where, like, if he's in the back seat, like he was the time I'm mentioning right now, I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?"
And then you see him on the phone.
I turn around, he's like, "Oh, I'm on the phone." I was like,
"You were just talking to us."
Fucking 5 minutes of trying to figure out what this
it's like
had
that
to do with the
it's like that drunk friend that's talking to you and then like passes out in the middle of a sentence, except for he goes in and talking to white girls.
He does lower the voice, too. Oh, it's
so good. So those are his nicknames.
Cody's nickname in my phone is the Nerd.
Yep.
And
which
that
doesn't make sense
be
at all.
Self-explanatory, like no tomorrow.
Super nerd. You watch anime.
Yeah,
so.
I don't understand that nickname at all. I mean, it's not like we're sitting in a room that has like a hand-painted Zelda painting in it.
It's not like we all
Link
do a podcast.
Bender somewhere in this giant stack of, you know, comic books. And there's regular books
Bender
in here.
Right, so just to give you guys a brief rundown, we got a Halo 3 poster, a Star Wars trilogy poster.
Original Star Wars trilogy.
Old school comic covers from Detective Comics, Spider-Man, Captain America, X-Men. Two
Millennium
posters
of
Link.
There's a lithograph of Millennium Falcon over there. There's
some
a Snake Eyes.
Badass Snake Eyes, which has Storm Shadow on the other side, right?
Yeah. Matching
you
ones
have the night vision
and
goggles from
legit
Call of Duty.
A wall of comics.
You have...
The head from the T-1000.
That one's super awesome.
That's,
super
that's the Blu-ray awesome. Set, dude. Yeah, it makes the noises. Oh, it's so yeah. awesome.
The remote control car from Call of Duty as
that's
well.
That's the remote control. The RC car blows up. The
and a single CD out of case of Duran Duran's greatest hits.
I still know where it came. I know. Is I own it. Is? Yeah, it is. It's the Duran Duran's greatest hits.
I've been looking at that the whole time, going, "What is that?"
Yeah, it's the greatest hits of Duran Duran, which, by the way, yeah. one of my favorite bands from the 80s.
Nerd.
But, you shut your. Don't put it back. It's gonna get scratched in the other ways. I don't know where the case is at. It was just sitting in here when I cleaned the room up, so I didn't know where else to put it. But I didn't have. I don't know where the case is at.
I do love the Indiana Jones box. I almost stole that one day.
If you open it up, it's got the snakes and shit in it.
I'm stealing that today.
No, you hate snakes.
No, you won't. Oh. And then the Anakin with the mechanical hand, the two lightsabers getting ready to.
I don't
cut
like it.
Dooku's
I don't
head
like
off.
It. I don't like it.
There's Helm's Deep. It's a jewelry a thing. It's a miniature, but it's a jewelry. You lift it up, it's got the thing where you like put jewelries in. It's the heaviest fucking thing in the world. Like the base, super light. The top of it, super fucking heavy. What's on the? Is there anything on the bottom?
Yes, there's some sort of ninja looking boot.
Oh, it's Buddha. It's the Buddha glass from Benihana's. The one you can get the acrylic ones.
I've never been to Benihana's, yeah. so oh, okay. Yeah.
We got lightsabers. Philip Rivers.
Four lightsabers.
Four that are just on display.
That are in this room.
You have an X-wing model.
I do.
Is still
sealed,
in the box.
Sealed X-Men model. That's a limited edition one.
This
so
is a super dumb, nerdy thing you have is the Wolverine Adamantium collection, which is a 16-pound book. 19
pounds.
19-pound book.
Says the guy who also bought it at the same
time.
Yeah,
I bought it also. It's super awesome. That's super nerd, though, dude.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
The
but
Darth Vader
glorious.
What would you consider yourself like? What is your nerdiest thing?
Oh, my
like
God.
What,
I don't.
If you had to pick one single thing. Cause
I have a Star Wars
comics,
pop-up book.
Yeah, you do.
Pop Guide to the Galaxy, Star Wars.
That looks old.
That's
too.
Actually a good question. What would it's be your old. Nerdiest thing, Mike, then, that you own?
My nerdiest Jen. Thing that I own?
Jen? Really?
Jen. No, not even close. Are you kidding me?
No.
Nerdy?
No. well, we all have, we're all nerds, but we have different level of nerd.
It really is, honestly. Like, and Cody it's is the different. Comic book movie type of nerd, and then Mike is really the sports, and you also do movies and stuff, TV shows.
Yeah, like, movies is where we all kind of, movies and somewhat comics is kind of where we all intersect. Joe's got a serious big boner for space.
Yeah, I'm like, really the, everything you know, I went to school for engineering, hasn't worked out quite yet, going back to school next semester to the chagrin of these
for,
two.
Boo.
For re-engineering. Better not be on
for
fucking
re-engineering.
Wednesdays.
I'm going to try and avoid Wednesdays.
Yeah, yeah you are.
I am going to definitely try. Fucking or murder, if I can,
I'll murder your teacher
later in the
day. Re-record on Wednesdays, in case anyone was wondering why Cody hates that.
I would like to plug then a program that I had just found for anybody who is interested in space.
Nope. Which is nobody who listens to this. But go ahead.
Not yet.
There's a program out there. You could get download a demo of it. It's called Kerbal Space Program. And
spell it.
K-E-B-E-R-L Kerbal.
I don't fucking know.
Just I don't know this thing.
Kerbal sounds weird. Look at it. Do you have it right here?
I do have an iPad thing.
Jesus that, fuck.
Anyway, while I look up how to spell this thing, the basic idea of it is you build your spacecraft out of parts that have actual real world physics to them. So if you know what like ISP is and massive propulsions and stuff like that. You can actually
science stuff, or like what we like to call magic.
You can build and even replicate some of the older rockets that you've seen, the Saturn V rockets and stuff like that.
He says it like it's a thing. People are, oh, that one, that was my favorite fucking rocket, dude. I could rebuild it.
Hey,
well, first off,
it could be.
It could be. So don't just jump down someone's throat for having the Saturn V be their favorite rocket. All right.
Well, that's nobody's
okay.
favorite rocket.
Kerbal, spelled K-E-R-B-A-L.
So wrong the first time, right the second time.
Space program. So that's the .com. So kerbalspaceprogram.com.
Gotcha.
It's still in the works, but they have a pay version and a demo version you can download. The demo version is pretty awesome.
This is a theory.
So basically, you build a rocket.
Yep.
And then you start out on the launch pad. And you can actually launch the rocket into space. And once you get into space is where really the cool stuff happens, is that you can...
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
You can put your spacecraft into orbit around the Earth. in actual physical, it actually teaches you how,
based on the physics they know
from
space.
Yeah, on how to put it into orbit, how to keep it into a stable orbit,
sling off into space, or
how to change the orbits, the inclination, getting further out.
Make sure you miss satellites that are floating around there, plus all the debris shit.
Well, they don't have that stuff in the program. That'd be a little bit too much for the program.
Well, I think this
one real cool
thing
is. Is you can actually do spacewalks. So you can get your little guy, which is this, like, they're not humans.
Which,
they're
as the, earlier we know, the show does not have a little guy. Go ahead.
They're these alien-looking things. And you can can have them get out of the vehicle, and then you can just, like, float around in space, and then you can get back into the vehicle, and it's all based on physics.
Can so you do could, that if you don't recreate, build, like, oh, you could recreate gravity?
Gravity,
fuck
exactly.
That. Nope. I barely like watching the movie. But I was going to say, if you don't build your rocket with the ability to do that, if you just make him get out, does he just float away?
Yeah.
Awesome. So he doesn't have, like, the tether? He's like,
no,
oh, fuck,
there is
astronaut.
No tether. He has the space jetpack from Gravity.
Like, yeah. But did George Clooney head in Gravity if you haven't seen it yet? It's awesome, but terrifying at the same time.
And then the next cool thing, because I was just going down the list of demos that you can do inside of the demo itself, is doing a maneuver to go from Earth's orbit to the moon's orbit, which they call Moon, M-U-N, because it's not Earth, it's Kerbal Planet. And then you can put yourself into a stable orbit around the moon, and you can actually land on the moon.
Mike's falling asleep.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the lander that could actually land on the moon at the time, because it's not a part of the demo.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you. You don't have a space land, a lunar module, so you can't go down there.
I was just like, what the fuck
I mean,
would
whatever
happen?
They call that thing that goes to the moon from the rocket. I don't know what that is.
You can do the stage separation, and it actually puts you into the belt.
Can I kill Kevin Bacon while doing it?
You could probably name one of the little guys Kevin Bacon.
Done.
And then, you know, crash him into the moon. But it was pretty awesome. You hit the moon and just goes into pieces.
That's funny.
You remind me. Of a character, not a main character on the Big Bang Theory, but like one of those guys will pop up like four times a season.
I would love to be on the Big Bang Theory.
Speaking of which, would you like to talk about one of the bookmarks you saw at Barnes & Noble today?
Dr.
Misser?
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched Big Bang Theory, which some people don't like, Jason, I'm sorry for bringing this up because it is on the same time as Community.
Am I friends with him?
I don't think it's on Facebook.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Continue.
Yeah, he has a weird thing about you can't like both shows, so apparently he doesn't own a DVR. Anyways, so it shows all four of the main characters.
Or the internet.
Yeah, it shows Leonard, shows, well, first off, it starts, obviously, everyone's favorite character. It starts off with Sheldon, then it shows Leonard, then it shows Cuthbert Polly, and then it shows Wallowitz. But it doesn't say their names, it just shows their
faces.
Picture of their head, of their face. And then it says Doctor, and it shows Sheldon Cooper. Dr. Leonard Hofstadter, and it shows Dr. Cuthbert Polly, and then it shows Mr. Wallowitz. I was like, oh, Dr. Mr.
They do that in the show,
yeah,
too, which is
absolutely
because
they always bring up the fact
doctor,
he's not a doctor.
Dr. Mr. Wallowitz.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Then the Sheldon, this is my spot, and it's the bookmark. So
that one,
funny. But I thought that was pretty funny. We're talking about that. But yeah. So Kerbal Space
Program.com. Yeah.
So check it out if you want to test a rocket or if you're super bored or drunk, whatever.
Or all
like
of
fun.
Those.
Yeah.
Super bored drunk.
Can I bring up my first one now?
Oh, that's right. We did come up with the first one.
Well, my first one. Nicknames was Mike's, which is retarded and somehow turned into bashing on Taj.
On the white girl therapist.
Yeah.
Or Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Which, don't forget to post that picture because you have to find it now.
Yeah,
I don't think
I
you
will.
Saved it.
I'll
oh, no, it's in the text message. We sent it to him.
Yeah,
it's in there. Yeah. So good luck fucking finding that. It's a long conversation. Joe's had his Kerbal Space Program.com nerd
space
thing. Space. I would like to bring up the fact that we found out what the post-credit scenes for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is. Fuck Sony. All right, so let me go over this. So the movie has come out. We're super excited to see it. We've talked about it on another podcast or two or seven. And this isn't going to deter me from seeing it. It just may make me get up and leave before the credits are over, which is not common for me. But just found out because it released in over in the UK early, earlier than over here. So I had a friend over there, David, if you're listening. Thank you, sir, for letting me know. I don't want to spoil what it is but or what happens in it because I don't know if it's crucial. I don't fucking care, but... so there was a deal set up with a gentleman named Mark Webb. Mark Webb is the director. of the Amazing Spider-Man movies. Originally, he did his first movie was 500 Days of Summer for Fox. He broke his contract, went over to do Spider-Man, which made Fox mad. So part of the contract deal for him to leave was that they would cross-promote their shitty X-Men movies.
Ooh.
So this is my theory. Again, like I said earlier before we started recording, I don't know if this is confirmed, but this was my theory. So originally we were talking about how they originally filmed scenes with Mary Jane Watson, the actress who played Mary Jane Watson. She was later fired. My theory was they filmed those as post-credit scenes to show you, like, oh, she, you know, because if Gwen does die like we think she is, they need to bring in the love interest, and they would do that during the post-credit scene. Well, turns out they eliminated a regular Spider-Man included post-credit scene to put in a clip from Days of Future Past.
Which makes no sense, because those don't
two different franchises, two different companies, have nothing to do with each other, so there's no link to Amazing Spider-Man 3 or the Sinister Six movie or the Venom movie, none of that. It's a fucking clip. It doesn't, and Spider-Man's not featured in it. It has nothing to do with them. Completely different universe, as they say, to Days of Future Past. It's fucking bullshit that Sony is being bullied by Fox because Mark Webb didn't want to fucking go down that shit rabbit hole of being an X-Men part of that one. So they're weaseling their way into a good franchise to try to save their shit-tastic one. And it's fucking garbage. So we have no extra bonus scene other than what could be in the movie itself to link to, you know, the next... I think they want to do, like... Because they want to do a total of six Spider-Man movies. So we don't have no link to Spider-Man 3... Amazing Spider-Man 3, other than just the fact that whatever happens in this movie, which we still don't know, goes on. So no post-credit scene like Marvel does and a lot of other companies do, where they link, they have a special little bonus scene like the end of the Wolverine. They did the shit one with Xavier and Magneto. So it just, I mean, makes me fucking mad that they were able to be bullied into doing that. It's fucking garbage. Sony should be like, no.
What's your favorite post-credit scene? Doesn't have to be the Marvel ones, but, like, has there been one that you watch where you're like, oh, my God, or a mid-credit, you know what I mean?
Most recently, it would be the Winter Soldier one where Bucky was at the Smithsonian display, because just...
That was really heartfelt.
It was like, he sees it, and you can see, like, the anguish and pain in his eyes, like, realizing that who he was and who he is now, and then, like, knowing that he was taken advantage of. I think that was a pretty awesome one.
And the fact that the Captain America suit is still missing.
Yeah, and they took the whole dummy down. Yeah, that's hilarious. Trying to think of some other ones that were pretty cool. I mean, always they link together. I think probably the most excited one I was at the end of Captain America. They did the Avengers one where they like did that first set of footage.
Yeah,
like they're on the deck of the helicarrier, which if you go back and watch, looks nothing like the deck of the helicarrier from the actual movie, but it was still pretty cool because it showed all of them and they were together and like, ah, fuck yeah, the Avengers, it's going to happen. So, plus it was our first look at the Avengers as were, because they wasn't, you know, because it was the next summer when, it was that same summer, wasn't it? No, next summer. No, it was the next summer. Summer. Yeah. It was the next summer that they came out. So like, that was super cool to see. I think it was probably the most excited one. I think of some other ones that were like, that were pretty cool too. Or other movies that had them.
Splash. Really?
First off, you didn't even bring that up. Like, it doesn't matter. You know what?
Splash.
That
Splash
had an extra credit.
Not really. They swam away to Atlantis during the credits. You actually see Atlantis.
Okay. Apparently,
I found that out a couple months ago. Blew my fucking mind.
Apparently, I never watched the credits.
You know what Mike's was? Watching the Johnny Depp double walk away in the credits of Lone Ranger.
I was expecting Mike's to be Shredder coming up from the pile of...
No, because that was during the movie, though.
It was during the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Both of them were, because that's when like Super Shredder. It goes, ah, and then... Grr.
Very difficult to think of something beyond Avengers or any of the Marvel
beyond the
universe.
Movies. Yeah,
I can think of like video games.
The Tony Stark one in Incredible Hulk was pretty.
I think
awesome.
That was the best one for me from the Marvel universe because it really solidified that they were going to
link them other than
them together.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
They had there's a handful though from there was a handful that weren't Marvel related though too that did it.
I'm trying to think of what they
but
were.
They don't
though.
Really do like a good job. Sometimes they'll set up sequels. Sometimes it's just like bonus shit. Like the end of the Pirates movies always have something weird at the very end of those.
The earliest one I can think of was at the end of Phantom Menace. When you got to the end of the credits, you heard Darth Vader's breathing.
Yeah.
Like the mechanical breathing.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
The
that noise like at the end of it was pretty cool.
Pacific which, Rim had which a almost, cool after credits scene.
Oh, when Ron Perlman cuts loose out of the Titan baby. Yeah. Which needs
what's he say? Where's my fucking shoe?
Yeah, where's my fucking shoe? Yeah, because he lost one of them. It's a really good switchblade knife, by the way.
Oh, yeah, to cut through that.
And he has some really good lungs. Because he was screaming when he got swallowed and somehow stayed breathing in there.
And he would have been in there for a long time.
He was in there for a while. I mean, we don't know when that happened, but like we do know Newt and what's his name were gone by that point. So like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman. Good cameo in a way. One-eyed bastard. That's hilarious. Which, by the way, if you guys haven't seen Pacific Rim, you should watch it. Watch it like 13 times in the last like week.
If you have 3D, watch it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic 3D.
Especially with the next with the Godzilla movie coming out. Just giant monsters. If you love that, you'll love. If you love Godzilla, you'll love.
Have you seen the new the Nature Calls TV spot for Godzilla?
Ace Ventura? No.
No. That's the new one. No,
when nature calls Godzilla.
Yeah. No, in the new TV spot for Godzilla, I think it's called Nature Calls or something like that, or Nature Mad, or whatever it's called. They show more of Rodan in it. They show his face.
So then I haven't
seen it. And they show like more of like him like bursting through. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
The fight between those two in that movie
is
going to
be ridiculous.
Just awesome.
Question, though.
Bryan Cranston's going to win, though.
Oh, yeah. Bryan Cranston always wins. Even in death, he wins.
Do you think that Godzilla will shoot the laser beam fire thing?
I hope so.
What do you think? Is it going to be fire? Or is it going to be like that weird laser
thing?
I think
it's going to be like a plasma
like the,
type
like
thing.
Like the radiation thing?
More like a radiation type thing.
I think it'd be fire. Because once you think
so
like
it could be
a
radiation fire
thing
type thing.
Like weird,
well, he's
though?
Irradiated. Like that's kind of where it comes from.
Do you want his scales to light up then?
Don't you think just the
then?
Look of that would look kind of cheesy?
Well, what if it
like... Couldn't you buy fire...
Well, you know, if it shot out and lit things on fire, though.
Do you want his scales to light up then? In
ooh,
some of
like
the original.
The
as he's getting ready, you just see it like. Pew pew.
Pretty sure it never made the pew pew noise.
It does now.
Oh, that sucks then.
Not in this movie theater, it doesn't.
Mike was pointing to his head. So. And in Mike's movie theater head, the audio's in mono.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So stuck in the 80s.
Yep. No, like way before like 60s and stuff. Like mono is like
oh,
one
God.
Channel. Like not one speaker's working, like literally one channel.
Cuz I'm deaf just, and
yeah, that's basically what it comes from.
Just one step that above the guy are, with the piano inside the theater.
The movies aren't the movies aren't
the
black and white.
Holding up a bottle of whiskey to make it look like night over the projector.
and it's not the movies aren't black and white, they're in four color, but the four colors are yellow, purple, green and red. So that's weird.
Get some Technicolor up in there.
I can't help it, man. My tech support
he hasn't
guys
found Jesus Christ yet in his Technicolor. That's what it's about, right? Because Jesus brought color to the world?
I thought so.
Right. But I was thinking that there was you know, some like Yellow Brick Road involved. A Wicked Witch in Emerald City.
It doesn't matter. Wicked? Really?
A Wicked Witch in Emerald City. Because
you brought up Wicked, I'm like...
Because Wizard of Oz was not the first, but one of the first movies to have
Technicolor. Yeah.
Yeah, treatment goes from sepia tone to color. It was mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. How was it when you were 10 and watched it for the first time?
Amazing.
Yeah, old bastard.
I still love that movie.
Didn't
so
you watch
much.
It the other day, you said?
Two or three days ago. It was on Cartoon Network. Watched it then, and then like the next day it was on again. I watched it then again. I love
that
movie.
You pay that money, you have to play that over and over again, I'm pretty sure.
Not over and over again, but I do really enjoy that
movie.
No,
I'm saying if Cartoon Network paid the money to play it,
oh,
they have to play it over and over
again.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that scene where you see the Munchkins hang themselves? Is that real?
No, that's not real. Man? It's a bird in the background that they have a bunch of like stork figures in the background that they have moving and just at that angle, it does really look like somebody's like hanging themselves.
But it's like, buried in the back. It's buried in the back and it's blurry. So like you could like it's a silhouette of someone hanging themselves, but
no, it's not.
First off, how is a Munchkin going to do that? They can't reach. It's not even hook it and then pull themselves up because their arms don't reach.
That's true.
Yeah. So, conspiracy. Boom. Or it was a murder, and a bunch of the Munchkins murdered one of the other ones. They made like human ladder thing.
That'd be terrible. But
the lion murdered one of the Munchkins.
Why would the lion do it?
He fucking hates Munchkins.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
You see his face every time a Munchkin came around.
That's because he was hungry.
That's true.
He was cowardly, so he didn't want to eat any of them.
He just snuck up from behind, hung him.
What a big pussy.
Came back later.
Started eating him. You think because he's a lion?
It's funny because cats are pussies.
No blow talk.
Nope. You brought up. Never mind.
You guys remember the second movie then?
Return to Oz?
Return to Oz?
Yeah, creep me out, dude.
You've never seen it?
The scarecrow with the pumpkin head?
Yeah.
Oh, just creep me out like crazy.
I thought it was awesome.
Did you ever, speaking of those ones, did you ever watch the made-for-TV miniseries they did for Alice in Wonderland where they showed the Jabberwocky?
They had the train? I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but I don't remember it. Yeah.
I thought it was a dance crew with a bunch of dumb masks.
Jabberwockies? No. This is, it's a dragon from the... Wonderland. But it when I was little, it terrified me. It was, oh my god, it was so scary. I don't remember what it might have been. NBC, I think, because they own Universal owns the rights to that stuff. But they did a live action one. It creeped me out because they did the chessboard one. But yeah, it was like Death of Jabberwocky. It scared the shit out of me when I was little. Oh my god, it was so creepy.
The Jabberwocky,
because he was slimy and stuff.
Because the ones that stick out for me from the movie Return to Oz were those guys on the stilts, but they were on the arm.
Yeah, they were what they substituted the flying monkeys with.
Yeah, those things were freaking creepy as hell.
And they remind me of the creepy things they use in Dark Crystal when they're running.
Yes,
like those, but without they were creepier because they were like people, they were like humanoid people, and then they had the weird
Since
creepy.
Mike hasn't seen it, we need to actually go and watch it. We should probably watch The Wizard of Oz and then watch Return to Oz. I don't think Judy Garland was.
Do we have
one.
To take acid?
Yes,
it's optional, I suppose. We're not watching Alice in Wonderland here.
At the very least, we take some blow before we watch it.
Yeah. Might as well, because the second Wizard of Oz, Return to Oz, was fucking weird.
If we watch that,
the airship, like super fucking.
Who was the main actress in it?
It wasn't Judy Garland. It wasn't Judy Garland. No, because they made it way later.
Yeah,
look it up. You can pull it up. We talk about other stuff.
Interwebs.
While he's looking up that, and just a random thought, we'll do a quick favorite adaption, like change of something. Like, for example, King Arthur. They did the movie Arthur with Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four movies. Ian something or other his last name is. Like that one. And then with, what's his name? The dude from, what is his name? Clive Owen was...
Oh, I love Clive Owen.
Remember that was Ian Arthur, that one? Clive Owen and the dude Ian, whatever his name was, right?
Yeah.
So Mike, what's your favorite adaption change? Mine's gonna make you guys laugh, so I'll go last.
You go first. Right?
Care Bears in Wonderland.
Oh.
Yep. So when I was young.
Next subject, Joe.
Yeah, when I was young, me and my brother and I, we loved Care Bears.
Who didn't?
I loved Gummy Bears.
The Gummy Bears were
awesome, too. Bung,
bung. You ever thought, that was, super crazy steroid they took, right, in the Gummy Bears? Because they would bounce on their butts and never have, sore butts. It's some weird steroid.
I never put much thought into it.
Nowadays,
they're Gummy Bears.
That, and they were all, there was only, five of them, and so they had to bang. But
I never put much more thought into it.
Yeah, when you're older, you think about stuff, when you have weird brothers.
I don't
But
now that you've mentioned it, yes, but
what made me think about it, though?
Exactly, and
Which two colors? All the same colors? Are you racist and you're afraid of inner color?
No, there was the yellow one, and
like your favorite gummy, like the actual candy gummy bear. Or are we talking about the show again?
He's talking about the show again. Anyway, so just jumping back for a second, the girl who played Dorothy was Feruza Balk.
Yeah, so no, I've never heard of her again, apparently. No. That movie didn't do well because it was super weird.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it was it Jim Henson? Did Jim Henson
1985,
do
actually.
Yeah, well, super later than Wizard of Oz, obviously. Did Jim Henson do those ones?
From what it says, it doesn't say on here.
I dug The Great and Powerful Oz. But that was cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
You think they'll do their sequel, essentially a remake of Wizard? You think they'll do that?
It's pretty sacred territory.
Eh, fuck sacred, dude.
Yeah, but The Wizard of Oz has been remade a couple times. The one that we know was probably the fourth iteration of it.
It was the best, though.
It was the best, but I think you could do it again with the special effects that you have nowadays. Yeah. You wouldn't have people in suits to be the flying monkeys.
You wouldn't have to have the songs.
Flying monkeys in the new one was fucking awful, dude.
Oh yeah, because they were the really baboon looking ones, and they had the red asses, and they were terrifying. Yeah, for sure.
Terrifying, but awesome.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It looked really cool.
Amazing.
And then they had JD voice the bellhop.
Yeah,
that's gross. The one they did on Sci-Fi Channel with
I started watching that
Zoe
one.
Zoe Deschanel, was that the one?
Was it Zoe Deschanel? I don't remember who exactly it was.
They did two.
Yeah.
They did one for Alice in Wonderland. They did one for Wizard of Oz. And I want to say she was in the Wizard of Oz.
I think it might have been the Wizard of Oz one.
But it was like a sequel. It wasn't like they didn't remake Wizard of Oz. It was like kind of like a she came back.
But there's it ends up she was like the daughter who has her memory lost.
Yeah,
or
something
like
dumb
that.
Like that. It was.
I tried
awful.
Watching it. I watched it most. Oh, was that? No, that was the Tin Man.
Yeah, it was called the Tin Man. Yeah,
I watched
Alan
that
Cumming.
Because it had what's his name in it from
Alan Cumming.
No, not Alan Cumming. He was the bad guy in Walk Straight.
Walking
Tall.
Ryan McDonough?
No.
Ryan
McDonough. Oh, what is his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, gee, wish we had internet machines in front of us.
No.
For fact-checking of stuff we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
look
dude.
Up Tin Man. It'll be in there. Are you talking about he played the Ranger, that guy?
Yeah, he played the Ranger.
Why would you watch a movie because of him? He's always playing in shitty movies.
Yeah, but
he played Captain America.
He was in Captain... Was he in Captain?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, no, he was in Captain America.
Oh,
he played
the guy with the mutton chops.
I enjoy him as.
Oh,
let's
talk about the Legend of Chun Li.
With the exception
of Legend of Chun Li.
Actually, I never even saw that movie.
Didn't know he was in it. Neil
McDonough. Yeah,
McDonough.
That guy. Yeah, that's him. The guy talking about.
His last name.
Yeah. He had the mutton chops in the shotgun in Captain America.
Yeah.
The first Avenger, not the new one.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
It was Zoe Deschanel who was in The Tin Man.
Yeah, I told you. Because Alan Cumming played the Tin Man.
Yeah.
I think, right? Right? Was it right? Alan Cumming played Tin Man?
Yeah. I'm not going to look that up.
He's already on the page, Mike.
Where is it? Wow, I'm looking at the IMDb, and I don't even see Tin Man listed on here.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
I see what...
IMDb's like, no.
No,
we just called it that because he's not in it. Wait, what?
Well, go to his page.
I want to say Alan Cumming was the Tin Man in that. He played Nightcrawler in X-Men 2.
Yeah, hold on, if I look
and was smart enough not to come back to any other X-Men movies, so that was good.
I don't like that guy.
You like Alan Cumming?
No. I don't know why either. Like, nothing he does, like, super annoys me or anything. I don't like him. I didn't like his Nightcrawler.
What? You're out of your goddamn mind.
You're out of my goddamn mind.
Yeah, thank God.
Tin Man.
Mono-ass motherfucker.
Yeah. He played Glitch, it says.
Okay, so they called him Glitch in the movie. I'd forgotten about that.
Alan Cumming.
Oh, that's right, because Tin Man was the actual sheriff.
Yeah.
That's what they referred to them as. They were the Tin Men. They were the sheriff. Because
they had the Tin Stars. Yeah, and the dude was the guy you're talking about. Was the head dude, right? Head
something sheriff, like that. I don't remember the specifics of it exactly.
Yeah.
Zoe Deschanel is pretty hot.
Yeah, but she makes annoying-ass fucking TV shows.
She does. New Girl. Why is it still on?
Because Fox is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
This is true.
How is that still on, and we can't even get confirmed for Almost Human 2 yet? Like,
I know, right?
Two.
So dumb.
Like, one show that they have that's badass, and they won't official
it. Oh,
because
it's sci-fi, and that shit always goes down the drain, because people don't like sci-fi, apparently.
You remember Your Highness? She was great in that one.
I'm trying to suck the fucking the cut off Minotaur's dick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the fact the whole time he's wearing it as a necklace, and when he goes to take it off, the bloody stump hits him in the face and drags up through his.
And Natalie Portman's like, no, I don't want that.
Oh,
and he has the blood stain on the armor the entire time because it's like, I didn't clean it off. Oh, that's so gross. No, you don't want that in your mouth.
No.
No.
That's bad. That's bad. That's funny. Yeah. Michael, do you have anything else other than Pussy and Blow? No talking about Pussy and Blow.
Just random shit.
It is off the cuff, so.
Yeah.
Open forum, kid.
I hate a lot of stuff. Do we have time for all my hate stuff?
Yep.
No.
You know what grinds my gears?
Oh, he said it. What do you hate, Joe?
Why would you hate?
So you asked if we have enough time for you to talk about the stuff you hate, and then you go to Joe.
Yeah.
Plus, you didn't even answer my question.
Well, I don't know, because that's a weird...
Adaption. A thing they did. What's your favorite adaption that you've ever seen?
I couldn't.
So your example
was... Mine was Care Bears in Wonderland.
Okay.
It was awesome.
See, I don't remember that.
Well, it was the best one.
Care Bears, was it a cartoon?
It was the one where they introduced...
Transformers count?
Does Transformers count?
Oh, Transformers are...
adaptation from cartoon to movie?
From the TV show to the movie?
Was
it a toy first or a TV show
to
go inside with?
It was the TV shows were essentially just long commercials for the toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
GoBots versus Rock Lords. Yeah. That movie was awful. GoBots were awful, but that movie was fucking super awful. It was a whole planet of rocks that turned into robots.
What do you...
like? What kind of idiot thinks of that? Hey, we needed something to like go along with the robots in this. You couldn't have another planet with
rocks.
Robots.
Rocks.
You have robots that turn into rocks.
I want a planet of rocks, guys.
And then the little one... There's always one of those characters that doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Or like talks funny or whatever. It's so dumb.
How about Toxic Avenger?
Turned into a cartoon.
Exactly, to a kiddie cartoon.
An
and
adult
then
comedy,
cartoon.
Like a black comedy turned into a fucking kid's cartoon.
And video games,
God.
Too.
And awful fucking video games.
Yeah, I remember watching the cartoon and then watching the movie.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, oh, the cartoon's super hilarious, right? And the crazy bad guy. And then you go
and
watch
build
the movie.
I remember one episode vividly where they build a car out in the junkyard.
Yeah, dude, the Toxicmobile.
Yeah, but it had like one wheel was like a wagon wheel, one wheel was like a regular car tire.
One was a trash can lid.
Yeah, it's so great. But then you watch the movie and it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
What do you think? They've made movies essentially out of everything. Like they made...
Well, here's a little funny story. I don't know if you guys know. Do you know who has a major motion picture coming up this year that we were excited about that actually started through Troma Pictures?
No.
James Gunn. James Gunn's first work in movies was for Troma Pictures.
Huh.
Wow. What That's did he weird. Do?
He's done a bunch of... He was a production assistant on a bunch of the Toxic movies. And he's done a couple of them, but like, there's rumors. I think I read it online. There's rumors that Lloyd Kaufman, the guy who basically created Troma Pictures, is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's pretty epic.
Like, he has a cameo in it. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
That is pretty epic for him.
But they're like, they even talk about, like, on the special features, I can see the DVD for Slither, which is James Gunn's first movie outside the Troma world with Nathan Fillion and a bunch of other awesome people in it.
Wait, Nathan Fillion was in Slither?
Yeah, he's the sheriff. Yeah.
I never watched it.
What?
But the fact that I didn't
You're
know...
You're borrowing that tonight.
Okay, so apparently I'm borrowing that. And what was the other one that I'm borrowing?
I don't know.
I forgot now.
I think that was from last week.
Was it from last week?
1985, because I brought 85 back.
Oh, yeah. I was going to give you... Oh, I put it away.
Nope, that wasn't
That's besides the point.
Yeah, whatever.
What I was going to ask is, we've seen movies recently made off of shit that you didn't think movies were going to be made
Battleship.
Off of. Battleship.
Barbie.
There was essentially a Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie a couple
which
years ago with Real
epic,
Steel.
Which was epic, with Hugh Jackman.
I loved it, though.
I want to know, like... You need to come up with an ideal, a product.
You do know they're making a Monopoly movie, right?
Yeah.
Like they're filming it right now. So it's
but
like
that goes back. I mean, there's board games that have been.
What board game besides Battleship, which
Clue.
Is actually a board
Clue.
Game?
Clue.
Yeah, but Clue is an amazing movie.
Yeah, but
that but
was,
it was still.
Early,
which everybody
was,
hates, by the way.
It was still a board like game that they made a movie out of.
Yeah.
And that was back
in
the
90s,
early 90s,
early
late 80s?
90s, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Let's look at
that.
Keep going. What's your question? Your whole question.
So, yeah. What is... Do you think there's one thing that will never be touched as a movie? Or do you think Hollywood's just going to...
1985.
Oh,
Clue
Jesus.
Movie. With an amazing cast, by the way.
A fan. But. Yeah, really good cast.
Jim Curry.
I want to.
Jim Carrey was in that?
No, Tim Curry.
Oh, Tim Curry. I was like, I was blown away. Jim Carrey's in.
Christopher Lloyd's in that movie?
Yeah, dude.
What wasn't Christopher Lloyd in back in the 1980s?
Terminator.
He was not in Terminator.
That's true.
Boom.
He wasn't in Terminator.
Suck it.
So continue your question.
No, that's the question. I want to know
Say
what.
Say all together before we interrupt you.
So is there, can you think of a something that'll get based off of them will be turned into a movie at some point that shouldn't be touched?
Yeah, Barbie.
Well, you know, toys are kind of, but are they
Barbie
gonna
the movie.
Breach out of like games and toys? Are they gonna go into
well
new...
we know well they are making game ones, more of them now. Assassin's Creed is being picked back up, like
yep.
That's
fast,
they're working
supposed
on.
To be Fassbender's flick, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's in development heck right now because of issues with his scheduling, obviously, but also getting writers. Obviously, Mario Brothers, classic.
Is that the first one?
Probably. I don't know, maybe. Let's see. I know they were talking about doing... what was the one that was the other... I saw something about the other day.
They did do Legos.
Yeah, they did do Legos.
Obviously. Yeah, Lego Movie 2 already has a release date.
Hungry Hungry Hippos, the movie.
Oh, God. Starring the Kardashians.
It's a horror movie.
The Kardashians fighting over cake.
and black guys.
So they basically have a TV show for that already, is what you're saying.
It's going to spawn off 6 seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm making myself sick to the stomach.
Gross.
It would have to be like big name toys.
Well, Hitman had a movie. I know they're working on another one right now. But like board games, though, think about board games. One thing is I don't understand why they ever wanted to switch them to movies because like they don't have plots. Like,
I think that's kind of why they could take some small, minute detail from the game.
Yeah, Battleship.
And
the reason they call it
Alien Bombs.
But like there was a battleship in it. That's why they call it. I mean, that was like, you know.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know. I actually enjoyed that movie quite a bit. It's super fun.
It yet.
Not a great movie, but
no.
It's super fun. Super fun.
I don't know.
And dead air. Mike's just like,
They're gonna eventually, you know, they're gonna branch out into like products that we use, right?
Pepsi, like, the movie.
No, seriously, that's gonna happen.
Well, it's what they talk
before
about.
Before we
like,
die,
in,
it'll happen.
I'm trying to think of like
the Adventures of Doritos. It's gonna happen.
Well, it's Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm baiting.
Go watch that movie. It's hilarious. I watched it again.
Oh,
the other day.
What? You like money?
Oh, I like
money. Like
money.
We should be friends.
Oh, look, Starbucks. Want to get a hand job?
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
The one section at Costco just has red couches.
Well, that's how you go. That's and where then there's you the go plane to turn in into it. A lawyer. You just kind of walk in. You're like, oh, you're a lawyer now. Oh, good.
Okay. Oh, Justin Long is the doctor.
Yeah.
It made me laugh so much, dude, when I saw it again. Hey, why don't you have a tattoo? Like, you don't have a tattoo. Why don't you have that tattoo? Oh, he's all talking all faggy and shit.
President Camacho is one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, it's so fun. Good. Fantastic. Oh. Mike Judge. Have you guys seen Silicon Valley yet?
That's HBO, right?
Yeah.
I don't have HBO.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, no.
I don't have it either.
So funny.
I've seen Pirates of Silicon Valley.
No, it's basically so it's about current day Silicon Valley and the fact that like
Silicon Valley.
And it's basically about these group of developers are developing apps in like this think tank of a house. And one of them comes up with a way to compress music and audio files and video files super like a crazy amount so it doesn't lose the audio quality and stuff, which in real world is pretty much fake because they've kind of tapped that out for the most part. Not that MIT or someone smart is going to do it, but this basically doesn't exist right now. And it's basically he works for a company who essentially is a ripoff of Google. Like, they're basically making fun of Google. It's called Hooli. A little more insane than Hooli because like the main guy's like in a like crazy meditation and blah 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 is insane. But he thinks about this and then is making fun of. He's like, you know, just a developer there. And so they want to buy it from him and he has a fucking panic attack because like his hero is like technological hero is offering him $300,000 and 10% of the company. And so he's like, well, he just offered me this. And he goes, $10 million. And he goes, he's offered me $10 million. And he goes, and then his hero goes, all right, $200,000 and 5% of the company. He goes, but you just went down. He's like, yeah, I'm helping you build your company. What do you want to just hand it over to you? He's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And he goes and throws up and then drives like in the middle of this meeting, like negotiation, drives to the hospital. And this doctor who is telling him, like, you know, which is Andy Daly, is telling him like,
I thought you were going to say Andy Dick for a second there. I was
I
was just like, no.
Hi, I'm your doctor.
And then Adrian
for today.
Brody shows up. and
just
then
busted out an Andy Dick impression.
Gross. And that's why I have a lazy eye. And so, but
don't forget
so
about the steps.
So, yeah. the balls. So then he's like talking about like how he tried to develop an app and all this stuff. It was super like every time he meets somebody, they're talking about like a failed app they had, and it's super hilarious.
I do remember seeing a clip from the movie.
Yeah,
that exact clip actually.
But it's a super funny show. Mike Judge wrote it and created it. Super hilarious. Got his kind of spin on it.
Oh, a while back they brought back Beavis and Butthead for a little while.
Not as good.
No,
but it's still fun.
It was pretty fun, but like.
They need to bring it back.
Just didn't
well,
because
music
like,
videos aren't
well, yeah,
what they used to be either. But I would really dig for them to bring that back on a permanent basis.
I'd like to see Ren and Stimpy come back.
One more. Oh, Ren and Stimpy would be good.
Another show that did actually have a comeback.
It just wasn't as good.
It's
handicapped. Put it on Nickelodeon again. It was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's not abstract enough
because
to
nobody
be
goes
crazy.
To MTV to watch that stuff.
Well, I know that, but like, Why
they tried it with Spider-Man as well. They had that MTV Spider-Man, and that lasted what a whole
so many like fucking mad. It was like 2 seasons, I think.
They actually made it 2 seasons. Yeah. I was gonna say like 2 episodes.
I was so excited.
That
one
with that again? Computer
was
style?
The like yeah. The almost like this kind of shitty CG graphics. Yeah, but it was whatever.
Nobody goes to MTV to watch
anything. They shouldn't, except for Mike's wife.
Mike's wife.
Who watches? What is she watching there?
Oh, is it like the teen pregnancy ones?
Yeah, like the fucking. Yeah, dude, I didn't know I was pregnant or something though. Like that.
No, all chicks love that stuff. It's
so
weird.
Awful.
It's ugh. Weird. There's something in their brains that are different from ours.
Yeah, stupidity.
Hey, now.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Sorry, female listeners, but
and
could watch
and
shitty
all,
shows.
They're all like anime, and then you're like, oh, fuck you.
Anime is awesome.
Awesome.
All right, so there you go.
Anime is pretty nerdy.
You've not watched the right stuff. I will say there's some stuff out there in anime that's fucking weird
yeah.
And shouldn't be watched by anybody, yeah. But there's a lot of it's awesome. Full Metal Alchemist,
Cowboy
Full Metal
Bebop.
Panic, Cowboy Bebop.
I would even say Big
all,
O.
All I hear is blah,
Dragon Ball Z.
Blah, blah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Cardinals season. Fuck off.
Stop being so unsophisticated, Mike.
That was horrible.
That was pretty bad.
And rewind.
I lost
stop being
on that one. Unsophisticated.
There you go. I'll edit that in.
High five. Yeah. You did it right.
High
once.
Five.
Very nice. So. How much? Way too many Borat impressions in this
that
one,
is,
too.
You're awful.
Yeah.
You are fired.
We've hit the limit of Borat.
Yeah.
Not if you ask Mike. No. He's got more. He's like, yep, I got at least one more on me.
I'll just repeat the same ones over and over
again. He'll forget anyways. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. My wife.
My wife. Fucking idiot.
Ooh, that's one of the
so happy with himself
ever.
Right now, too.
That's so great.
Does anybody else want to bring anything up in their last few minutes of Off the Cuff? Since
nope.
We had some random... I don't even know what we talked about in this episode, Jay.
No,
truth.
It's going to be a surprise when we go back and re-listen to it.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, hey, get to the point, assholes. Yeah. So we apologize, but this is going to happen.
Off the Cuff. Whatever happens, comes naturally.
Comes naturally.
He said it. Oh.
He said the name of the show.
I've been getting a lot of dirty looks, too, when I... People ask, "Oh, what's the name of your podcast again?" And I tell them, "Comes naturally," and they're like, and they just stare at me. Like,
what we do
really
is we
judgmental.
Watch porn and then we talk about it.
And
naturally,
this is just what comes
but the thing,
does.
No, we don't watch the whole thing because that's dirty. All we do is watch the finishing scenes.
Oh, the finishing scenes. I would say the, all the scenes that lead up.
But what we do is we cut out all the women.
Whoa!
Right?
Let's not go
this
drastic.
Comes
here.
Naturally, right?
This is getting weirder and weirder.
That's not what it's about.
Okay. No, but I just want to clarify. It sounds dirty. Yeah, it's kind of funny. We did that on purpose.
It's true.
Did
but
we?
It's spelled.
How it, did the name come up?
I
he literally said it out loud. Like he was like,
and I laughed.
Yeah, and he's like, it should be something that comes naturally. Ha ha, comes naturally. We should call it comes naturally. I was so against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our other name was cool, but it was super fucking long and didn't really work very well. Coalition the Nerd is cool, but like it's
somebody
just, like,
else. Fucking swapped it up.
Yeah,
on,
motherfuckers.
On a whole lot of other media. So
here's a little tip for you kids out there: don't push on the internet until you're ready to start the whole thing, because motherfuckers will steal it.
Yeah,
Mark Miller
quickly too.
Still think he stole some of my ideas.
Yeah, it's possible.
None of the good ones, but you know,
or like you know, he's pretty smart too. And
shut
come
the fuck
up. Cool
he
shit.
Is pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, love you,
fuck,
Mark.
Man.
So yeah, that's
you bested
I guess
me again, Miller.
Yeah, you mother. I literally thought he was gonna do it at Starlight too, because there's a story I've been working on. That I haven't told anybody about, and I literally thought he was going to fucking steal it. I was like, you're shitting me. I barely have this thing written down, and this motherfucker stole it already.
It's just tapped into your brain.
Literally. That's what that lump is.
Oh, no. You have a lump?
Why
shit.
Is that antenna
see,
right there?
Your
I thought
fucking
it was normal.
Hippie long hair in your beard covers up
hippie
all these...
Hippie long hair?
Yep,
all
hippie these long hair.
Little plugs and shit that
hippie
Miller
long
comes
hair?
Into you.
Yep.
You want to go back to last September?
Last September?
When I had fucking hair from 2 years ago?
Oh
like,
yeah,
literally,
that was bad.
Yeah,
I did notice.
Oh my god,
because you wear what do you call those Samuel Jackson hats?
Flat caps.
Yeah, you wear Samuel Jackson hats, and
mine aren't backwards.
It's funny because
or by Kenga.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And sometimes, like, you'll just randomly not be wearing one. I'm like, oh, Cody needs a haircut
because they don't fit. Like today, anymore. It kept falling off every time I turned my head the wrong way. It would slide up. I was like, fucking hair. Goddamn werewolf
hair. It was rough. A little while ago when you had
in September?
It was 2 years, right?
It was almost 2 years completely.
Two
yeah.
years.
It was 2 months shy of 2 years, which I donated 15 inches of hair because that's how much I had.
15 Ooh. Inches?
It was 18 inches, so when they cut it, so she had something to work with to actually give me a haircut. But 15 inches was donated because I had that much fucking hair.
That locks for love.
Locks
thing.
Of love, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a nice guy somewhere deep inside of that beard, aren't you?
It wasn't my idea.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're like, Jody's. We're taking it, motherfucker.
No, my friend's
it.
Wife, Jody.
You're like, no, that's my essence.
Yeah. No, my friend's wife, Jody, she's like, oh, we should donate this. I'm like, you're cutting it off. So I don't give a fuck. Right? CJ's wife. Yeah. CJ's wife. Jody Johns, CJ. Anyways, so I guess that's it for this episode.
He gives tattoos.
He does give tattoos.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. So that wraps it up for this episode. Before we give our outro, we will talk about a little bit of business at the end here. Michael?
Business. We just want to say thank you for all the continued support. We've been growing this thing a little by little. Actually, I'm a little surprised by the speed of some of the numbers we've hit, but we definitely want to hit better numbers. So we need a little bit more help and some support from you guys. If you're listening to this on iTunes, through the app, the podcast app or any other form of iTunes, please give us a rate and a review. We need a handful of those so we can actually get our rating up and it's easier to search for on there. If you're not listening to it on iTunes, please come over to our Facebook page. It comes naturally podcasts and like the page, comment on the page, share it with friends, let people know about it. Or if you want, you can reach out to us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
That's right. And basically, we just want more feedback. If you have any type of feedback, any, you know, you want to tell us the show's doing good, please reach out. Let us know. You want to tell us it sucks.
Don't reach out and tell us.
That's not cool. We're free and that we're don't be a dick.
Jen.
Or yeah, my wife hates this show. It's weird. But no, any comments, concerns, questions, the whole nine yards, please reach out to us. If you have suggestions for what type of show, we do the favorites, we do torture theater, we do franchising. You got an idea that you think will be cool. Please shoot it out to us and we'll get back to you on it and we'll more than likely do it. And that's it for that.
All right. So, that's it for this episode of Comes Natural.
I'm Lee, surprised there's no scene, by the way.
Well, good. Yeah. So anyways, we are at the end of the show. Comes Naturally. We are
Joe
D. Canadian Fuck. I am Mike.
Will Sasso.
I'm gonna
fuck off.
No, I'm gonna make it Mike Make'em Dusty Owen.
No, you can't.
Oh my god,
you can't pick your nickname.
Yeah. No. I'm not. It's a marketing campaign. Make'em Dusty. Gross.
I so want your grandmother to ask you what that is now.
No, she don't listen to this.
Oh, she's
she'll
gonna
like the Facebook page.
Yeah,
she's gonna
listen when I post her. Like, oh, George Zimmerman's got a Facebook page, huh? Paste.
Yeah, she don't care.
She will when she finds out what Get'em Dusty is.
Get'em Dusty.
You post a picture of Mike and like his happiest face, just and
no,
then
I'm gonna,
you
I'm gonna
just
find
Get'em Dusty.
No, I'm gonna find a picture of a dude like a retirement home and paste Mike's head on it like super bad Photoshop. And just put in the words and make them dusty.
Make
them
dusty.
Day.
All day dusty making?
Yep. All day, day. And give him a broom. I'm going to give him a broom.
No.
Get clean up after himself.
I need to get a brush for the goatee.
Dude, he almost threw up.
Yeah,
I
almost threw
him
up.
Back.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Anyways, that's it for this episode. We're done.
All right. No nicknames. Go through.
No nicknames. So we are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. We are done for this episode. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.